We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. What is a grandma shower? Biggie.
Probably what I take each day. Slow, steady, careful.
Seated.
I wish. It's not that big of a shower. It's a small stand-up shower.
Very, very slowly getting
you hold the shower head in one hand?
No.
But is that what a grandma shower could be?
I think a grandma shower is a shower where you put on a shower cap and don't get your hair wet, because old ladies get their hair done sporadically. When they get their hair done, they don't need to wash it every day.
Oh, that's right.
So they just wash everything from the chin down.
Yes, that's a very good theory. I've tricked both of you, though. I've tricked you by saying, what's a grandma shower? Grandma showers are...
Is it pervy? It's pervy, right?
No. Should it be safe for Tuesdays?
No. Grandma showers...
They take their teeth out?
Hello.
No. Grandma showers are... baby showers for grandparents, equipping their home. When their kids get pregnant with a baby, people give a party to the grandparents to equip their home with everything they'll need to keep the child. Baby-proof the house, give them diapers, stuff like that. And apparently they're becoming more and more popular. That grandma gets treated as well. So it's a complete...
Okay.
I saw the headline like, what's a grandma shower? And I was like, oh, do tell.
Of course.
What do we have? What do we have here? There's... my daughter takes an everything shower and a nothing shower.
What's a nothing shower?
Very quick. It's what we used to call the whore's bath, right? Where you just you barely get in, but the water barely touches you. Feet, face, and fanny. That's what my wife says. Well, just do a feet, face, and fanny.
Krista mentioned, I don't think it's just old women now. I think it's women, period. If they have their hair done, they wash their hair every few days. So that's why it's like a quick in and out, because they're not washing their hair.
That's what my daughter at 17, I've seen her in the shower cap. And she'll say, I'm taking a nothing shower. I'm not to be disturbed for the next 5 minutes. But on days she says, okay, I'm taking an everything shower. I'm not to be disturbed for an hour.
Yeah, you got to block out time on that.
Then you're in the shower with, I mean, it's like an ordeal. There's so much that goes on apparently in the shower. I don't know.
Do you when your daughter, if your daughter goes away to school, do all the girls in the dorms take everything showers? I mean,
well,
the line to the bathroom must be forever.
Well, I know they're very popular. They were made popular on TikTok or something. Yeah. That's when I first heard about it a couple of years ago. I don't know. We have a well, and our hot water seems to last a long time because she never complains about that anyway. But in a college dorm, you're going to run out of hot water if everybody's taking an everything shower. Are you?
I don't know. I don't think dorms have just hot water heaters anymore, right? I think they probably have that continuous.
Oh, you think? The
continuous hot water?
The Rinnai?
Yeah.
The Rinnai?
There's got to be a way, because you got so many people showering.
Or the tankless?
The tankless. Yeah. That keeps it hot. You never run out of hot water if it's tankless. This is the good segue into the electronics show, the consumer electronics show. They were talking about, last week we were mentioning some of the items that were most talked about. Of course, the lollipop that plays music through your head.
Bones.
That was talked about most. They're now giving out, and they always do this apparently, the worst in show at the Consumer Electronics Show. And the reason is because they are so bad for the environment or infringing with artificial intelligence, and they feel like they're bad for society.
That's not what I was hoping for.
The worst in show.
Oh, the dumbest ideas.
Yeah.
The dumbest idea. No, it's not at all. It's not that. It's like, this is terrible for the for humanity because it uses AI way more.
Can you read it without sneering?
No, it's very difficult. It's very difficult for me, too. I know that. Samsung has something called the Family Hub refrigerator. It got overall worst in show because they found it unreliable. You tell it as like the fridge. You say, like, make me some water. And they said it didn't work very well. It uses computer vision food tracking, so it'll tell you, you're out of cheese, or don't eat that. You're overweight. Don't eat it. That kind of stuff.
That's like Kevin Hart in that Christmas commercial where he's the elf. You just ate.
Yeah, right. It's like that.
I've never understood why we went to smart fridges, other than just to charge more.
what good are they? Smart fridges, like, but now if I'm out at the store, can I check my app to see if I have milk?
You have eggs.
That's, yeah. I think, and that's kind of what it is. Like, you can look inside your fridge. I've seen where it's like you can even look inside your fridge without opening it.
Yeah.
You can check what's in your fridge if you're at the store. Like,
that would be nice.
Do I have, but then it has like a whole pad in there too. I guess you keep your calendar, but I don't know, man. Fridges are fridges. They don't need to be smart.
You know, when we watch, I don't know if you guys watch them, Kelly. I think you do. The makeover shows.
Yes.
On HGTV. When they put in new fridges, it's never a smart fridge.
No.
It's always a standard fridge.
Yeah, I don't think they've caught on. I've never seen one. No. Like a stainless steel, nice refrigerators.
Even if you go to the hardware stores, the appliance stores. They're probably there.
Yep.
But they're not front and center.
I'm in the market for a secondary fridge. You know this.
Still.
It's been 9 months. You're going to
get
off the pot or?
No, he's still waiting for somebody to hopefully call here and say, I got an extra fridge.
Yeah. I'm waiting for a good value. Okay. And when I go,
free.
I went to the scratch and dent store, and even those are $700. You know,
you just want to keep stuff cold?
Yes. I want to keep stuff cold. That's what I'm
looking. You don't need a twin sub Z. This is for the garage.
This is
right?
for the garage. I just want to keep stuff cold. But. So anyway, if that's $700, I can only imagine what a smart fridge must cost. Good Lord, who can imagine? The folks who are calling this one of the worst inventions are saying it's hard to repair. It doesn't really solve any problems, like you were saying, you know. And it's intrusive. It'll tell you. You don't need to eat that. Jeff. Jeff has a smart fridge. Was it a good invention? What do you think of it?
I bought one when we moved into our house in 2017. It was great for about 2 weeks of novelty, and it's absolutely worthless.
Yeah.
Wouldn't use it. We never use it. It's still got, like, to-do lists and announcements and stuff that we put from, like, 2018.
Yeah.
So we haven't got those tasks done in a long time. But, other than the novelty of it, it's pointless.
I think that's what most people say. That's too bad. Well, how expensive was it? Do you mind me asking?
More than I'd like to admit. I'd paid for something useless.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Have you ever now, can you do this with it? If you're at the store and you think, I don't know if we have butter, can you check in the fridge to see if you have it?
Yeah, there's an app. I can open it and look. It's got a little camera and will show me what's in the fridge. It's got an app, like I said, you could put pictures up on it.
Yeah.
You can put to-do list and announcement board and all that stuff. So
I bet you that's how most people do it. They love it at first. Like, that's neat. And then you never use it anymore, you know?
And you have so many risky pictures on your phone. You can never have that as that slideshow going across. Because your daughter would have friends over and it'd be the one of you fig leafing.
Yep. While they're trying to get a soda out of them. Uh-huh.
And it'd just be you covering your junk with your hands.
That's a great point. Thank you, Jeff.
I was seeing if I was shaved enough.
Really appreciate
it. You're brave
that.
To share, Jeff.
Yeah. Thank you.